AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. China's main diplomat for the Western Hemisphere says Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit marks a new beginning. Our Charles de Ledesma has more.
Blinken tells the international media the U.S. and China have pledged to stabilize their badly deteriorated ties.
I came to Beijing to strengthen high-level channels of communication, to make clear our positions and intentions in areas of disagreement, and to explore areas where we might work together when our interests align on shared transnational challenges. And we did all of that.
It remains to be seen whether the two countries can resolve their most important disagreements, many of which have international financial security and stability implications. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Coast Guard is leading a search for a missing submersible that carries people to view the wreckage of the Titanic. Tropical storm Brett has formed in the Central Atlantic. Forecasters say it could pose a hurricane threat to the Eastern Caribbean by Thursday. Multiple tornadoes swept through Mississippi last night, killing one person and injuring nearly two dozen. Britain's House of Commons has endorsed a report that found Boris Johnson lied to lawmakers about office parties that flouted pandemic lockdown rules. And President Biden is in California today, where he toured a coastal wetland and announced $600 million for projects to address climate change. Mike Kempen reports he also has a couple of campaign receptions.
These fundraisers are the first of four this week for President Biden as his campaign builds up its coffers for 2024. According to a person close to the president, the Biden campaign has more than 20 fundraisers scheduled in the second half of June, and more than half will involve Biden. The fundraising blitz follows Biden's first campaign rally on Saturday in Philadelphia, where he was endorsed by key unions. At a Friday fundraising event in Connecticut, Biden said his goal is to tell more voters about his legislative accomplishments. Mike Hemp in Washington.
This is AP News. Global stock markets finished mostly lower today. U.S. markets were closed for the federal holiday. Americans have been marking Juneteenth with parties, events, and quiet reflection on the end of slavery. Julie Walker has more.
The holiday's traditions are facing new pressures. Political rhetoric condemning efforts to teach Americans about the nation's racial history. Black heritage researcher Robin Caldwell says there's a clear educational gap
in understanding what freedom actually meant within the context of, say, July 4th. We can just absorb ourselves into the concept of the country's founding and independence. But even at the signing of the Declaration of Independence, you had signers who were enslavers.
Juneteenth marks the day in 1865 when enslaved people in Galveston, Texas, learned they'd been freed 2 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.